Welcome back, everyone. Fans in the Pro, my co-host Deuce McAllister with you until 6 o'clock tonight. It's the wild card weekend tonight. Of course, you had college football last night, Notre Dame and Penn State. Notre Dame wins. Tonight, it's Ohio State and Texas, and then it's wild card weekend. And really, a crazy start because you got the Chargers at Houston. That's the first game, 3:30. Chargers had to leave early today because of the wildfire situation. Then the second game is Pittsburgh at Baltimore, Denver at Buffalo on Sunday, Green Bay at Philly. Then Monday night, Washington at Tampa is the third game. Then Monday night, Minnesota was going to be at the Rams. That's now been moved to Arizona because of the wildfire situation. So give me two. Who do you think is going to be in the Super Bowl? Who do you want to be in the Super Bowl? And I'll go first. I'll make it easy on you.
No, well, I mean,
you. I'll go ahead. I'm just going to give you the want.
No, go ahead.
I don't know who's going to be in it.
This is not our segment where we give advice on gaming.
No, that's coming up on our podcast. That's never going to happen. We're going to give advice on gaming. We're going to give advice on coaching staffs and that kind of stuff. I would love to have Minnesota, Detroit versus Buffalo or Houston. Can you imagine Detroit and Buffalo? That's my first choice. Detroit and Buffalo in the Super Bowl. In New Orleans. Those fan bases and the struggles that they've seen. Buffalo. Somebody's winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Somebody's winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Right. And so for me, it's hard for me to discount Kansas City.
This is my want. Yeah, I want.
Well, I mean, that's just a team that I see. I don't necessarily have a won't. Another team that I can see playing really well is probably Baltimore. And probably because of the quarterback, Lamar. And he's got a pretty good back that has shown that he still has some wear on those tires, being Henry. That would be my two AFC teams. And so it's a little different than a won't and a kind of who you see. In NFC, it is the Lions. And then the other sneaky team, for me, the other sneaky one, Green Bay Packers.
Really? I was going to say Philly. I think
I like Philly.
Philly's built.
Well, they're
for
built.
This kind of
they're
run.
Built, but I don't trust them.
No, I totally agree. Totally agree.
They're built.
Right.
But I don't trust them.
Because they haven't done it. They haven't done it. They got to do it.
They've done it. I mean, they did it, 2017?
Yeah.
So you've done it, and you still got pieces from that squad that were part of it. But something just – and I don't know if it's the infighting that happens or the media in that area that puts out the infighting or, the stuff that you have on the sidelines that you see or the social media sphere. Whatever it is, something gives me reservation about Philly. You've got talent at quarterback. You've got tremendous talent at running back. Your offensive line, if it's not number one, it's top three. Defensively, you've got terrorists. Yeah. Zach Vaughn, linebacker, who we're very familiar with.
Carter and Davis.
All pro player, Carter and Davis. A young corner that is tremendous. You still got Slay over at the other corner that's locking down. Chauncey,
yep.
CeeDee Deuce.
Yep.
I mean, but I give you all of that, and something still says, I don't trust you.
I think it's Nick Sirianni.
Well, it may be the head coach. I mean, I don't know. I can't put my finger on exactly, but I just have reservation about them. And so I also want whatever is going to bring in the most money and fun to our city.
Yeah. I just think the Buffalo-Detroit game would be –
you own a plastic table and the Buffalo Bills come to town, just sell it.
Right.
Just sell it. I tell you what, all of your crawfish boil tables, if you have those available and you want to, kind of double up, if the Buffalo Bills come to New Orleans, you're going to make some money.
Yep. That's right.
You are going to make some money.
You have possibility because Minnesota, Houston, you got some other teams. Minnesota's had a pretty tough Super Bowl, run as well. So I don't. It's just going to be interesting.